Hey everybody, and welcome to the Scootcast for September 2014. And I know you're saying, "What is going on? This is October." Well, I will tell you. My name is Gareth. I am the founder of Scoot and Reviewed, Scoot and Reviewed the magazine, and you can catch us as well on BJ Shea's Geek Nation on KISW FM, which you can catch at KISW.com or syndicated as also in the Maricopa Monitor. Well, very simply put, when the time of the regular Scootcast at the end of the month came up, Jen and I had to be over in California covering the opening ceremonies for Not Scary Farm, which we've got chronicled on the webpage. And we also had an impromptu last-minute invitation to go cover Disneyland, a family party, and then back we went. Well, naturally, we came back to a September magazine on deadline, boatload of work, and Joseph had several other projects he was working on. Justin had several projects he was working on, and he was out of town. And so it became a matter of, well, we don't want to skip the September show because we have a lot of stuff we're doing with a Halloween-themed show at the end of October. So I decided to basically fly solo on this one and get you guys caught up on all of the latest and greatest happenings from the world of Star Wars and from entertainment, DVDs, games, and that sort of thing. So we'll get right to it. As we reported on air the other day, Disneyland is apparently looking at modifying Toontown, which is located at Disneyland right behind the Small World attraction. And rumor is that that is going to become a possible area for the new Star Wars themed areas at the park. Previously, it had been rumored that they might take the Topia Freeway out and use that in the World of Tomorrow innovation, combine them into a speeder bike attraction, as well as putting a full-size Millennium Falcon up by Space Mountain. Now, while that still may happen, basically, they're going to be moving things along and looking at all the options because, as you know, we got Episode 7 coming next December. There's talk of an Obi-Wan Kenobi trilogy, which would be three films not directly connected to each other, but spanning the gap between Episodes 3 and 4 that are being looked at as spin-off films around the rumored Young Han Solo, Boba Fett film, as well as the rumored Yoda's film, Rogue Squadron. Everything's up in the air until it's announced, but we do know that in 2016, we will see the first of the Star Wars standalone films. So a lot of stuff happening there. James Earl Jones has apparently recorded some dialogue as Darth Vader for an extended version of the preview premiere episode of Star Wars Rebels, which got off to a very big launch the other week. So a lot of interesting stuff happening. Combine that with a new Star Wars arcade game that was announced. We've got a lot of stuff to look forward to. Let's take a quick moment before we transition to the main topics, and I want to make sure that we cover a lot of the stuff that's going on right now. So I want to start with a little bit of technology, and first off, it's a very impressive audio set called the Gamester. It's Gamester Gears Cruiser P3210 console gaming headset with rumble effects. This is a dual system setup that works on both the PS3 and the PC. It is a corded set and it has a list price of $89.99, but currently you can get those in stock on outlets such as Amazon for about $40 off that price. It's engineered with 50 millimeter speakers and bass drivers on both sides that produce a force feedback effect, in a sense, a rumble effect. The controller is located on the cord, which allows the users to toggle the chat volume and the game volume and such, and the mic switch on and off. And the mic is also easily removable and reattaches with a twist and a lock for the times that you simply just want to hear the game and you don't need to have the microphone there. It's a very solid unit. It's a very affordable unit for the price, and it's one that we definitely recommend that you check out. Another audio item that we want to mention is brand new, and this is the Jabra Move wireless Bluetooth stereo headset. It's available in multiple colors such as red, black, and blue, and it has a retail price of approximately $100. Now, the great thing about this is you get the great Jabra wireless sound, and you can listen to your tunes and never miss a call as well. It's ultra lightweight, and an adjustable headband is very comfortable, and it fits heads of different types. It is durable stainless steel and dirt resistant for fabric, so it's designed for a very active lifestyle for those on the move, and it connects to all Bluetooth-ready devices, such as your phones, computers, tablets, and more. It also includes a cord so you can use the headphones on flights and when you're traveling. Best of all, you get up to 8 hours of talk time and music time and up to 12 days of standby time on a single charge. It's a very impressive unit. And best of all, it's not overly heavy, so it'll give you a lot of comfort. It is very durable, and I think it's one that you're definitely going to want to check out. That is the Jabra Move wireless headset, and those are currently available. Another product that we want to talk about is an extended line from Serwin Vega. Now, they have a very impressive setup of everything from floor speakers to subwoofers for your stereo. Now, traditionally, certain pieces like the speakers may have a list price of almost $600, but if you shop around, such as Amazon outlets like that, you can find them in the $300 range as well. Now, what this is great for is, in addition to your audio, if you want to hook up a home entertainment system such as your big screen TV, your video game consoles, all of this to it, you get a very effective sound system that is multi-purpose. So you can do your stereo, you can do your TV, you can do your video game systems. It's three-way system design, and it has a large motor, so a 12-inch woofer for a very punchy bass. You got a 5 1/4 mid-range vocal clarity, and you get some very good soft dome tweeter effects for the crisp highs and a very good bass that actually does fantastic with the low effects that are out there as well. So, you know, you have, like I said, you have the options to have a really good console setup. You have a very good bass here. And one of the other things that I really enjoy is the subwoofer, which really helps bring it all together, get you a nice surround sound effect, and you can check that out. That's a Serwin Vega SL10 series, and that is available at outlets all over. New product, transitioning over to gaming right now, that I want to make sure that we mention before we forget, because we've been up to it with the holiday gift guides of late, is the brand new Skylanders Trap Team from Activision. Now, this is the latest in the Skylander set, and as you know, this allows people to use power-ups, interchangeable characters, buy accessories to basically battle, build their own world and adventure and that sort of thing. Now, what this does is that the scenario for this is the most notorious villains in Skyland have escaped, and you have to use Traptanium, or a magical material that can harness the power of the elements to trap the villains and return them to a place of keeping. And in the box, you get the video game itself, you get a portal, you get three dark Skylander figures, three traps, and one two-sided collector poster, sticker sheets, and codes. The great thing about it is, for people that enjoy the Skylander series, this is not just simply giving you a new set, new characters. This is a whole new gaming adventure that will take the Skylander level of entertainment to a brand new level to give you diversity. This is available on the PS4 as well as the Nintendo Wii, the Xbox 360, the Wii U, the PlayStation 3, and many more. It's a very impressive set, and we're looking forward to getting some more details on this as we continue to do our review. We just got our copy in the other day, but I wanted to make sure it was included. Another product that we are really, really happy over and really getting into is the brand new Disney Infinity 2.0 set. Now, this one here is the Marvel set, and what we've been doing with this is that we have been getting a lot of time with the Avengers. The great thing about it is the PS4 unit is compatible with the figurines that we had previously purchased for the PS3 version of the game or acquired for review purposes. And the great thing about it is that you just have a nice family of games. Now, you get your sandbox effect, you get your missions, and you get all of the power-ups and stuff that everyone likes with Disney Infinity, but you get the creative element. Like, where else can we take Iron Man and the Hulk and have Vanellope von Schweet as the getaway driver, and you can toss in Wreck-It Ralph or Mr. Incredible as one of the fourth characters, or you can add in Captain Jack Sparrow. And the great thing about it is, not only is it very fun, it's very creative. Now, don't make the mistake of thinking this is just for children, because they will love it. If you're a fan of Disney, if you're a fan of the Avengers, this is definitely the way to go. And remember, how long is it going to be until we start seeing Star Wars figurines showing up down the road as well? So a lot of really, really interesting things out there, and you definitely want to keep an eye out for that. All right, so let's switch over to some of the great things that are out there right now in terms of video DVDs and that sort of thing. Universal Pictures has put out one of the more enjoyable comedies in recent years, Neighbors, starring Zac Efron and Seth Rogen. It's the great story about a married couple who all of a sudden have a fraternity move in next door and the hilarious and off-color hijinks that ensue. The great thing about the Blu-ray set is that it has very high production values in terms of sound and video, tons of bonus features, and you definitely are going to want to check that out. That is absolutely a can't-miss set, and it is out right now from Universal Home Entertainment. Another interesting release, and it was, talk about timely, and this is from Warner Brothers Entertainment, and this is Roger and Me, Michael Moore's original film about the auto industry in his native Michigan and how it went downhill as compared to his efforts to meet the chairman of General Motors, Roger Smith, and talk to him about visiting Flint, Michigan, a town that essentially got decimated by the closures in the auto industry. Hard to believe that is the 25th anniversary of this. It's the first time it's been on Blu-ray, and it features a brand new commentary by Michael Moore himself. Now, regardless of what you think of Michael Moore's politics, he does make some very interesting and thought-provoking films, ranging on everything from Bowling for Columbine to the medical industry and the insurance industry. So you do want to make sure to check that out, Roger and Me. Another film from Warner Brothers that is quite enjoyable is Disaster LA, The Last Zombie Apocalypse. Now, this film is not rated, but it's the first time on Blu-ray, and with the fifth season of The Walking Dead premiering this weekend, it's really nice to have a look at it. And this involves a meteor strike on Los Angeles and the destruction that is caused in the aftermath. Now, of course, the inhabitants begin to fall deathly ill, the zombies break out, and there is hell to pay. It doesn't really have any big name above the board stars, but that actually works really well for the film. Has solid effects and very interesting story, and I do think you should check that out. It's definitely going to be one that is worth taking an investment in. Another film set that we want to mention, of course, Halloween theme, is El Rey Networks' From Dusk Till Dawn Season 1 has been released. And the great thing about this is that it's created by Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez, who did the original films, and of course there were the two spin-off movies. This is the 10-episode original series about the supernatural crime saga setting on the bank robbers Seth and Richie Gecko, who escape across the Mexican border and end up in a strip club populated with the undead. Now, of course, if you have followed any of the films, you'll know roughly the basis, but they've taken it in a very fresh and original direction while keeping it in grounded with the connection to the original film. So I do recommend checking that out. And finally, the other DVD that we want to make sure that we mention is the Grace Kelly Collection. Now, this would be a really interesting product to for fans, for collectors, as well as for those of you out there that are looking for something to possibly get your parents or grandparents. Now, Grace Kelly had a very impressive legacy of films, and she is one of the iconic starlets of the golden age of Hollywood. Now, in this new collection that is available, you get some of her classic works. And the great thing is that, for people who say, well, what am I going to go with? What do I want to really focus on? You basically are able to choose any collection of films that will work for you. So, for example, you want to look at films that were Academy Award nominated. You want to look at some of her earlier work. You want to look at some of her later work. That's all available for you. So you definitely want to have a look at that. As I said, it's available from Warner Brothers. And the great thing about it, as I said, it is available now. You can get a very affordable price on it. And of course, when you're looking at things that, from that era, a lot of people say, well, gee, it's really easy to overlook some of these things, especially when you take into the fact that these films, basically benefited quite a bit from the enhancements that are available on DVD and Blu-ray. By that meaning the picture and sound quality have been enhanced, and they look better than ever. So you definitely are going to want to check that out. And, I just can't say enough good things about that collection. You will want to definitely take a moment to check that out. Moving over to video games, we got a lot of stuff that is coming up right now. And this has really taken up a lot of our time lately because we've been trying to get through Alien Isolation. We're prepping for Borderlands, the pre-sequel, The Evil Within that is coming out. But we recently were at the PAX convention up in PAX Prime up in Seattle. So we wanted to talk about some of the games that were available and some that are coming out. One of the games that we've been playing right now that we're really impressed with is the brand new Fear Online. It will be out on October 17th. And basically, for those who remember any of the Fear games, is that it's a supernatural 3D shooter. This would be the fourth major entry into the series. And what you're looking at is a very simple, I don't want to call it overly simplified, but basically it's a multiplayer version of Fear that gives you the option for deathmatch, a knife-only deathmatch, a demolition mode, as well as a four-person co-op mode that can be very difficult. It is in a beta right now, but as I said, it will come out on October 17th. We've played it, we've done a lot of previews with it and stuff like that, and we have been extremely impressed with what we have seen. It's retro in many aspects, but it is going to be a very solid and enjoyable game down the road. And best of all, being free to play, how can you gripe about that? You get to do crafting, you get to upgrade your powers, battling the supernatural elements. I really enjoyed it. I've had a long history with the Fear games, and so I definitely am looking forward to seeing what the final version is going to be. Now, other games out, Gauntlet. I remember playing that as a kid growing up, putting quarters in the arcade game, the four-person co-op classic Atari game. Warner Brother Interactive has released a new version of it that has been enhanced for the PC. It comes at a value price of roughly about $15.99, depending on what sale you catch it. And it allows you to have the four-person co-op with the upgraded graphics and frame rates that are made possible by today's modern computers. It's a very enjoyable thing. Had a little bit of an issue with some matchmaking at first, mainly that when I went to go in and play, I tried to play with my wife, who was sitting right next to me. It kept telling me the game had timed out too late for her to join, but yet I could go in and join random games. So I figured this is something they're going to be addressing with a patch really soon, because that was my one drawback, is even trying to matchmake through Steam, inviting people to the game. They weren't able to join, but I could just jump in and match up, and really enjoyed that. Now, that style of game, the four-person co-op, was also something we got to have a look at PAX Prime with a pending game called Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris. This is a follow-up to the 2010 top-down adventure Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light, which offers, like Gauntlet and other games of that type, co-op play, environmental puzzles, and things to play. Now you get Lara in her classic blue tank top, cargo pants, and twin pistols. But Osiris allows up to four players to go through ancient temples, fighting big boss monsters. You have two supernatural characters. Lara also has a sidekick in this. We got to play it at PAX. As I said, it was an early version and there were a few glitches. But nonetheless, what we got to play was very, very impressive. So we're very much looking forward to seeing how this will all play out. Other games that we wanted to make sure that we mention, of course, would be Destiny. We're very much involved in that one right now, playing a lot of hours on that. And while I still have a bit to go to finish the game, I think it's very important to notice. A lot of people say, well, is it worth the investment? Is it worth the hype? My biggest gripe about it is that playing solo, some of the missions are incredibly difficult, and so therefore it is best to find people to come in and do a fire team with. Now, directly matching can be a little bit of a problem. You have to kind of start the mission with them. I wish there was kind of a more easier drop in, drop out. I wish that, for example, that when you go to a locale, certain missions make you repeat and go over the same map areas a few times. That can be a bit frustrating. And crafting is very simplified. I kind of enjoy that it doesn't involve a ton of micromanagement. At the same time, call it as I see it. There are elements of the game I really love, and there are elements of the game that I look at and say, okay, it's basically Halo redo. But the more I play it, the more I'm enjoying it. I really enjoy the graphics. I am enjoying the, mix of missions. They've kept my interest so far, and I definitely have enjoyed the mix of locales. So definitely looking forward to doing the final review on it. Right now, if I was to give it a grade, it would be a solid 4 out of 5. But of course, I want to wait until we finish everything before we give it the, the final, stamp of approval, as it were. So finishing up right now, we got a lot of interesting stuff. And one of the more interesting things was BlizzCon coming up. We'd been told that there'd be a lot of announcements made to that. And then shortly afterwards, we find out that Blizzard's massive multi-online game, Titan, that was its working title, has basically been canceled for not living up to expectations. Now, a lot of people have wondered what the fallout of this is going to be. People think that what's going to happen is you're going to see the World of Warcraft's lifespan extended a bit longer, and that seems to be the most likely scenario for all of this. So it'd be very interesting to see how that all plays out. Other things of note, we wanted to mention that there are some really interesting games coming out. We've mentioned Borderlands, the pre-sequel, is coming out next week. We mentioned, of course, The Evil Within, which is a lot of fun. And, of course, out right now is Alien Isolation, which truly is a wonderful experience so far. A lot of gameplay in it. It can take you up to 20, 25 hours to get through. Plus, there's survival modes. If you get the bonus content, which involves the missions on the Nostromo, that's fantastic. It's great to hear and see the characters from the original film back. Hard to believe it's the 35th anniversary of Alien already. So, crazy. They also have a special collection that is available from 20th Century Fox out on Blu-ray commemorating that. Anyway, folks, I appreciate your patience with us this abbreviated and fast show. We're going to have Joseph and Justin back at the end of the month. We're going to be doing our full-on Halloween show, where we're going to be looking at some Halloween-themed films, products, video games, as well as a few other things that should make you happy. And best of all, we're going to be, we were set to air that one on Halloween night. We're going to try to put that up on the 30th. So basically, your Halloween plans, since Halloween falls on a Friday, don't get interrupted. Until that time, though, thank you so much for your continued support. Thank you for all your kind words, and we look forward to talking to you very soon.